This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. For a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/KagCast60 and enter KagCast60. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 569. I'm your host, GVD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who's going to give you his own introduction right now, Wombat.
I am? You didn't tell me that.
I know, that's why you have to be quick on your feet.
I am neither quick or on my feet.
Make a 69 joke.
69, dude.
Get it, Shipwreck? 69.
I got it.
Cool.
I got it. It's got a 5 in front of it.
Yep, 569. I don't think I've had 569s.
All right. We've gone too far already. Of course. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. I feel like there hasn't been a lot of gaming news, but there's been like a couple of big releases, and I think that we've been playing them.
Yes, we'll get to those. Yes.
I think that's something that's happening. And I was looking for news stories to talk about. I couldn't find much, but then realized, hey, if I had to talk about Red Dead Redemption for a half an hour, or even Assassin's Creed for a half an hour, I could do that. But we're probably not going to do that.
I hope we don't do that.
I have some big news to tell you.
Tell me.
I ran on the treadmill for the first time today at the gym instead of power walking.
Oh,
how long?
It took me a month to get up the nerve to run on the treadmill. I was very concerned that I was going to fall off the treadmill.
Did you run so far away?
No, I stayed in the same spot, basically.
Did you listen to anything while you were running?
Yeah, the instructor. It's a class.
It's like a running class, like a spin class, but with treadmills?
I told you, I do the orange.
Oh, theory. You assume I listen.
Orange Theory, Wombat.
So I understand.
Like there's an instructor, and they tell you, like, okay, it's treadmill time. Now, for a minute, you're going to run really as fast as you can, and then you're going to walk for, you know, 30 seconds.
My cousin goes to an Orange Theory in Florida, too.
How many of their customer base is just based around people entering there thinking it's either a yogurt or the smoothie place?
But they're very disappointed, a lot of people, when they come through there. That's what I got excited when I heard it was coming to my town, because I thought it was like Orange Julius.
Right.
It wasn't.
Exactly.
Much sweatier.
Every time I even know what it is now, and every time I pass one of them, I get disappointed that I can't get like a smoothie.
They should sell like a health smoothie there, at least so when you know, you could feel good about that. Like the options there if you need to have a smoothie.
Right. If I need a smoothie. Like that's what I was wondering, if they do have smoothies in there, but you're telling me they don't.
They don't. They have water.
My favorite place to go get a smoothie is, really, this is a gym.
Yeah. You're not going to get as many gym customers that way.
I know, people walk in there all the time, and they go, can I lift weights? And they go, oh, no, sorry, but if you'd like a razzmatazz smoothie,
right. We
have them in 3 sizes.
So anyway,
so many different flavors of powder that can help you get healthy, too.
Exactly. Lots of powders.
The point is...
No, really, this is a gym.
I See, that just doesn't make any sense. It was pretty funny, that Wombat.
Thanks.
Sometimes you come through.
I try.
That's why we keep you on.
It's the only reason I'm here.
So I didn't fall off. That's the key point.
Gotcha. Congratulations.
Even though I was afraid I was going to fall off because I'm too tall.
How was the dismount?
It's much better. Like the first, I felt like, you know, like when you're in the airport and you're on those moving sidewalks for a long time, mm-hmm. and then you get off. I used to have like really bad version of that just from the power walking. But after about a month of that, it's not as bad as it was before. I still feel it a little, but I don't feel like I'm going to lose my shit. Let's put it that way. It's all going well.
Good.
So by the spring, I feel like I'll be able to run a mile and pass my junior high school gym test. I think I can do it. I'm feeling more and more confident each time I don't fall off the treadmill. Should we do show feedback?
We can.
We have it. I even put it on for you, Wombat, because I thought
I saw that. I went on to go do it, and then I saw you put it there already, and I was like, all right, works for me.
Well, I had looked through all the news stuff, and I was like, this is all boring.
Hey, I'm not one to complain.
And then I said, how about some boring show feedback instead?
That's why we're here. Regarding Red Dead Redemption criticisms from me mostly, Bickle had to say, just to punch the dead horse one last time, I really enjoyed the Red Dead criticisms. All of the reviews were busy giving overly generous reviews that there was no real objectivity. I knew you guys would be willing to discuss the places where the game falls short. I feel like we did.
Are people still talking about this game?
I still get a lot of posts on my Twitter feed of when people find a glitch that they find funny.
Oh, just show not to you directly, but just in general. People are sharing.
Just in general, just like, look how stupid this guy is. He walked into the wall and fell down. He's stupid.
It is dramatic when you crash with your horse.
It is so dramatic.
Sometimes
there's no rhyme or reason for it either. Correct. Like, I'll jump over a log, and then there'll be a rock that's lower, and that'll completely wipe me out.
I had a head-on collision with a stagecoach, and I went like into this. The horse like rolled up the other horse. It was pretty crazy, but we'll talk a little bit about that later, I think. But
all right,
yes, they are. I mean, I do find myself capturing a lot of video on my Xbox of all of me like walking into signs and stupid shit like that. It is certainly good game of the year in that regard. But I think a lot of the reviews, the guys who are writing reviews are writers first and foremost, and I think they're trying to climb over each other to write something, to come up with a beautiful prose to describe the.
Well, have you ever played a game where it boots up and someone walks into your house and looks at you and says, what would you like to do?
I've never had that happen. I've never, ever had that. Someone hand me a controller and ask me what I want to do.
I actually like launched this game this week, Red Dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it took so long to get just to the title screen that by the time it got there, I had already started doing something else.
Right.
And then I didn't play any of it.
The game is a slow start. That first mission is not thrilling.
I don't know. All right, we'll talk about it a little more later. That's just a tease. It's a tease.
Yeah, but it gets
better. More show feedback.
Sure. This is in regards to the thing you put as the end of the show last week.
Yes, you can't do it justice.
No, I can't. I can't do the Drunk Wombat as well as the machine can do Drunk Wombat.
That's right.
I have been listening.
I'll tell you why it doesn't work. That it only works in certain situations. Go on. Read this feedback, please.
Hadgy402 has to say, I've been listening to the CatCast for years, and I don't think I've ever commented before, but I had to recover my password to post this. The Drunk Wombat and Shipwreck bit at the end of the episode made me laugh so hard. I hope that becomes a regular bit. I loved it so much. Love you guys. Thanks for all the shows and all the deals and all that shit. But seriously, please give me more drunk clips of the show. I actually also played that for my family, who thought it was hysterical. And I stand by that my favorite part, because it sounds so relatively authentic, because Shipwreck only says one word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
That the drunk friend He's like, right. I'm going to go pee on that police car. Yeah.
I think it worked especially well with that clip because you were telling like a ghost story, which is, you know, something a drunk person would try to tell you and pass
right.
off as
not
real.
Not something that somebody who wasn't inebriated would be telling.
Right. It's a real scenario that could happen. If it's
That's
not
me,
you just talking
Wombat,
about
the sober drunk.
It's not just a serious discussion that we're having about a video game or something in the industry.
We're having serious discussions now.
Quote unquote, serious discussion. You know, and specifically that story, you told it very slowly. There were a lot of pauses between your words. I guess, I don't know why, but there just were. And at half speed, it just, you know, came across as you sounding super drunk. And I was inspired by that because somebody had tweeted out a Trump speech at half speed. And I guess it's a similar thing to a ghost yes. story. Things that
yep.
he says.
That's what we have in common. regarding the Diablo mobile announcement at DiabloCon, BlizzCon, Dran had to say, on the topic of Diablo Immortal, I think you guys didn't quite get the reason for the outrage. It wasn't as much the fact that people were offended at the idea of a mobile game, which honestly is probably going to be okay and definitely successful, but it was the fact that Blizzard was so disconnected from its fan base and its audience that they thought BlizzCon, a convention attended by hardcore PC gaming fans in the majority, a con people pay money and flight tickets and hotels to attend to, was the adequate venue to sell them on a mobile game nobody attending wanted.
I can't disagree with that.
Nope.
That seems reasonable. What if everything else remained the same, okay, except at the end of that, what's the name of the mobile game? Oh, Immortal, Diablo Immortal. At the end of that presentation, they said, and it's available right now, and you can download it. Or they're the first people who are going to be able to play it. Do you think
everyone here gets a code to download it today, and you right. all get a piece of gear only available right. to BlizzCon attendees?
Right. What would the reaction have been? Same reaction, or
they would have torn the seats in half?
No, I don't know. I don't
think literally
so.
There would have been ejaculate on the ceiling.
Shipwreck. Like, what do you think? Wombat's
being
too silly.
Ejaculate on the ceiling.
Wombat's being gross and silly.
Cakes.
it would have got over better. Anytime you give anybody something for free.
It'd be like this combination of semen and blood everywhere. And then it would have kind of like dripped into the cover of the Diablo box.
Stop it.
Is that too gross?
People are eating, trying to eat while they listen to this.
So they don't want to hear about blood cum.
Right. I will agree that it didn't seem like a good show. And I know that those tickets aren't expensive, nor are they easy to get. You have to, you know, no one's just coming into BlizzCon ticket. See what I did there, Wombat? no one's just, you know, accidentally getting BlizzCon tickets there. They probably sell out in 2 seconds and they probably cost a couple hundred dollars. And mm-hmm. hotel and all that shit, it's a huge expense and pain in the ass. So yeah, people are expecting to get something out of it, not just an announcement for a mobile game that's not out yet, even. And not even like
That's what they had to show.
I know, but even they could have thrown up a logo, a Diablo 4 logo, or like they could have, you know, made a cutscene, just made like a CG video about Diablo 4 that has nothing to, you know, it doesn't need to be in the game or anything, just some bullshit. That's all. Some fan service. It's a fucking fan convention. Where's the fan service? I think that's
I'm
the
sure
complaint.
There was some somewhere. Just not during the keynote. Like, that's not the whole convention, right? They just don't do a keynote and then everybody leaves?
I think everybody left after that one. They were disappointed. After they ejaculated onto the ceiling, they left.
I don't know. Okay. I'm sorry that some people were upset.
I like my plan.
I think it wasn't just that the people there that were upset, though. It was the big problem is the reaction online, right? Like that everybody's so angry online, even though they didn't buy tickets and they don't have any stake in it.
They were
like,
angry for the people who did those.
Sure. Things. I'm sure that's the internet is just so empathetic. That's one thing I've always said about the internet is it's the home of empathy.
It is for anger, though. For, like, sure. I, Like, I really feel...
Hateful empathy is, yeah, is great, yes. It's,
it really, really takes it to the next level, the internet. Is that it for the show feedback? I think that's it, Wombat.
All right.
Still, you still here, Wombat?
I'm here. I was listening to you guys talk about whatever it is you were talking about.
How about some Watch This, Bitches?
Yes.
I didn't know where we should talk about Stan Lee dying. I figured this was a good spot since we talked
about
Marvel.
That's a good spot. Yeah, it all correlates. I did watch some of Civil War in honor of.
Nice.
Yeah.
I listened to old Howard Stern interviews with Stan Lee.
With Stan Lee? Nice.
Where Howard just tells him how bad he feels for him because he doesn't own a piece of all the stuff that he created.
No, he does not. He did all right for himself.
He seemed to be like a pretty cool guy and not bitter about it.
No, it's not like he was broke.
No.
I think he was worth like, the rumor was he was worth about $10 million when he died. Which again, if you're 95 years old and you have $10 million and it's still there after you're gone.
Yeah, what were you saving it for?
Yeah, exactly. Apparently that was sort of the problem with his daughter.
I heard it was like a big, at the end, it was pretty messy. Everyone trying to get the monies.
I remember, was it Tom Snyder had there's an interview from the 70s with Stan Lee and his daughter when his daughter was trying to be an actress. And Stan Lee was basically paying for her to be an actress.
Oh, like Hulk Hogan and his daughter's music career?
Yeah, yes. It was basically that, but in the 70s with Stan Lee and his daughter. And yeah, it was exactly that. And it's a little cringy. Right. So, yeah. But anyway,
I liked the stuff that Stan Lee made.
I was going to say, but that's not what we're talking about today. Let's talk about the good things. I tweeted out a link.
You guys are the worst eulogy people ever.
I know. You should look at his Wikipedia of characters created by Stan Lee. It's probably not even a full list, but it's, you know, like 376 characters that he had a hand in their creation. And the list is pretty crazy. Not just for the main characters, but even like the little ones that we know the names of. Like the fact that everyone on this show, at least three of us, and probably a lot of the people listening, know who Foggy Nelson is for one reason or another.
My fast forward thumb knows who he is.
Exactly. But still, that's a Stan Lee character he created in 1960 something that you know who that is.
Did he create Karen Page?
I believe so, yes.
Oh, no. This eulogy is over.
I believe she was on the list, but it's still kind of crazy.
Yes.
What about Spider-Man?
No, he had nothing to do.
No, that's not that
just
one.
Stupid. Why would you ask that? That's dumb.
I don't know. It's like you're highlighting all the things that he didn't do quite right.
No, I actually put that in a list of things he did very well.
This is like your review of Red Dead.
Exactly. It's a Wombat memorial in memoriam. All the shitty things that he did in his life.
No, it's a good thing. It's it's really impressive that it's one that, you know who else he created?
Yes.
Vanessa.
Okay.
Vanessa Fisk.
Uh-huh.
That's his. He did that.
Good.
It's just impressive. It's not just, like I said, it's not just the big characters, but the fact that he did it all, that there were so many supporting characters that wound up being important in their own way 40, 50 years later is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good job, Stan.
Exactly. Rest in power. Isn't that what the kids say?
Maybe. I don't know. Not a kid.
MODOK. Created MODOK.
We like MODOK.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Yeah. Pepper Potts.
Mm.
Prowler.
Mm.
Plant Man.
Hits. Ant-Man, okay.
Purple Man. He created Purple Man.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. That was the best thing about that that miniseries.
Jessica Jones?
Yeah, Jessica Jones, yeah.
The one that was too gross to actually be viewed by human beings? That show, you mean? I was like, why are they doing this to us? I'm paying money every month to watch, like, just blood. People get cut up with knives and bleed everywhere.
Shocker. Ugh. I know, that's a Shipwreck favorite.
Spocker.
Spocker. Shocker. The Skrulls. Spider-Man.
I agree. He did a lot of Marvel characters.
It's just amazing how...
I like the ones where he has to like act like he had something to do with them, too. Like Venom. That one's fun.
That is not him.
I know, but he gets associated with all the ones that aren't him too.
Yeah, no, but he did do the Super Scroll. That's cool. That's a guy.
Ad Paranerd wrote in and wants to know if any of us ever met him.
I have not met him. No,
I did.
You got something?
Oh, that's right, you did.
Signed or something?
Yeah, I got the Spider-Man issue where Spider-Man and Daredevil were fighting.
That's a good one, probably.
It is a good one. Yeah, I handed him I handed someone like two people down from him the comic, and then they passed it down the table to him. And then as he was signing it, he said, "Enjoy that."
Nice.
And classic, I said, "Thanks." Stan. Yes.
Where was this? Like some.
This was at the Cincinnati Comic Con.
Oh, wow!
Yeah, it was
big time.
I think he was 94 or 93.
Oh wow! Okay.
He was getting up there. I figured that it was now or never. Like I didn't think he was coming back to Cincinnati. I don't think he did. Right.
That was your chance.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So,
anything else for Watch This Bitches?
Do you want to ask this question?
A couple of things.
Which one, Wombat?
This one. Who asked it? Because you have so many things in here mixed
Paranerd.
He asked that question. He asked, I think New Wombat should elaborate on the sudden turn he had on Titans.
Have you watched any more?
I'm completely up to date on Titans.
And?
It's pretty good, actually.
Oh. Once I knew you were just having a bad day.
No, the first episode is super terrible.
Oh.
So you watch, I mean, you kind of need to watch the first episode just to know what anyone's talking about, but it's not good. So you watch the first episode, and that's the Fuck Batman episode, and it's kind of dumb. And you're like, this is pretty dumb. Mm-hmm. And then the second episode is somewhat better. But once you get to like episode three, four, and five, it's pretty good.
Okay.
The Doom Patrol episode is really good. And the last week's episode is the first. It takes till episode five until they're all together on screen, the four of them. Oh, don't mind me. Yeah. I'm just dying here. Four of them are actually on screen together. And it's kind of cool. And they actually make Robin cool. And that's not easy to do.
Huh.
But he has a really good fight scene.
Oh.
And Beast Boy meeting Robin for the first time is very funny.
Where's the Xbox app for this DC universe?
I know. I sent. They keep saying like things like that are going to be coming in the new year.
No, I knew I shouldn't have signed up now. Mm. That was a waste of money. Well, I got like 3 months free.
Yeah, but you get your 3 months free, so it could be a wash. I would also say you have the world's largest tablet in your house. You could download the app and watch it on the giant tablet.
I need the. I want to watch with Mrs. Chibi.
So she. I could do AirPlay. You can't put the giant tablet on the end of your bed. Yeah, you can AirPlay it.
But we need to watch it. On
you
the
can
couch.
AirPlay it from your phone to the TV.
I will. Fine.
You make it sound like so that's so difficult.
I like it to be as good as it can be. So
it's gonna be fine.
It's
you can watch.
Probably not
it.
Gonna have surround sound.
She's probably gonna hate it anyway.
No, Mrs. Chibi, well, if it's too much talking like Daredevil, then she's going to hate it. There's an episode, episode 10 of in season 3 of Daredevil. There's a half-hour flashback for Karen Page. It's like continuous. You know how most of the episodes are just, you know, 2 or 3 minute scenes and then they switch to somebody else? Just a half hour straight of Karen Page flashback. Fast forward through the whole thing. And just like, it slowed it down enough just so we sort of knew what was happening. No reason that it needed to be a half an hour. But the next 15 minutes were great. We watched that in full. I just like when Bullseye throws things. It's pretty compelling.
So I haven't watched it yet. If it's a spoiler, you don't have to tell me. So does Bullseye have superpowers or does he not have superpowers?
Well, I looked it up in Wikipedia. I can tell you what Wikipedia says.
I'm talking about TV show. Bullseye.
Well, let me tell you traditionally, and then it's not a spoiler.
Well, traditionally, he does.
He doesn't, actually.
It depends on who you ask.
Well, Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
They
when
say
when I was a kid, he did. They're and then they saying got rid of them.
I'm telling you what Wikipedia says. It says that his skill, Bullseye's skills, are at the level of supernatural ability. However, technically, he does not have powers. I don't know if that makes a lot of sense, but I believe
does he still have an adamantium skeleton, or is that just like in the '80s?
I don't think in the show they've said that he had any. He's just anything but a normal guy who can throw things really well and shoot really well.
Okay, he has superpowers. Oh. I remember when he was a mutant for like 10 minutes.
I remember when Colin Farrell played him in that.
Yes, that was also that was actually good casting, but casting. Good casting.
Did you watch the Detective Pikachu trailer?
No.
Yes.
My daughter like did. She asked me when it was coming out.
7 times. Yeah. Emmeline was really upset that it was not something we could go see immediately.
Yep, I had the same issue, but my daughter is 10.
What's that rated?
I don't know.
Hard R. Right.
Well,
I would guess it's PG. Okay. I don't know. Yeah, it can't be rated yet. So. Right.
No, it's right. Got Detective Pikachu dick in it.
Right.
Yeah. So I would guess they're going PG with it. I would be surprised.
Sure. Makes sense.
But no, it kind of came out of nowhere, like what it actually was. Like we knew that they were making this, right?
Right.
Like I remember that being announced, but the whole look of it and Ryan Reynolds voicing Pikachu was not, I don't think, what anybody was expecting.
Right. It's cool. We'll see. I don't know anything about Pokemon, really. So
it's one of the, I know I saw that it was one of the most viewed trailers ever.
One of the most I'm sorry, somebody from Amazon was interrupting me. What did you say?
One of the most viewed trailers ever.
Already?
Yes. It was like, I think I saw something where it was like in the top 5 viewed trailers of all time. So.
Well, I'm surprised.
They are going to make, it's not that surprising. I mean.
More than Solo? Like, a Star Wars story?
People like Pokemon.
Yeah. And
they've been starving for Pokemon. And then once word spread like that, how kind of weird it is and good at the same time. Sure. I think it's a real, like, did you play the game? No, I know you guys didn't play the game.
No.
I don't know if it was conceit in the game, like that there was a human that could understand him, but that's a pretty clever way of making this movie work. Sure. I don't, you haven't seen it at all.
I know the conceit that only one kid can understand him. Yes, I saw that part. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like it. I'm not against it. I'll take my daughter to see it and my son if he wants to see it too. yeah, why not? Sure.
That's the thing too. Another reason why it's going to make a ton of money is because all of the parents are now like they grew up with Pokemon age. So right. this is the, hey, I'm going to make my kids like this also thing.
Could be.
Yep.
What else we got here and watch this bitches?
I watched Christopher Robin, another movie with real people and I don't know, fluffy.
That movie that trailer looked like trash. Is it trash?
It is weird. Like Wombat, you should stay away from it. Cheapy. It's depressing, so it might be up your alley.
I don't like kids, like family movies that are depressing. I don't mind being depressed if I'm watching a serious.
I don't know that this is necessarily. It's not for kids, really. Like, there's no problem with kids watching it.
Right.
But it's really like for adults, and it's just like depressing about like how you have to work at a job and that gets in the way of everything. And like,
that's not a great message for the kids out there necessarily.
So Emmeline fell asleep. It was pretty late at night when we were watching this, but she fell asleep pretty early on. I would say like 20 minutes in, But like, so Gretchen and I finished watching it, and we just like kept on looking at each other like, if she was awake during this, there's like so much that we would just have to be explaining, like what was like kind of thematically going on. I don't know. It's just a weird movie to have been made.
Yeah.
I don't think it's bad. It's just like, it's not exactly a feel good movie. And like, it's not Paddington. It's definitely not Paddington.
Okay.
Yeah. So Christopher Robin, I don't know. Do something with it, I guess.
Right.
Right.
I'm like, probably not going to, like, I don't even think I want to watch it really. Like,
you don't.
Like, it's a well done movie of like, it's just,
it
would
has
I have rather like
it acting.
Right. Would I have rather like not been depressed about Winnie the Pooh?
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
Probably.
Like, I don't need that.
Don't watch Finding Neverland if you really want to be depressed about Winnie the Pooh.
Like when
that's not Winnie the Pooh, that's Peter Pan.
That's Peter Pan. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that movie's depressing. Ooh.
When Eeyore is like the comedic relief, like he has all the best lines in the movie. You know, it's pretty dark.
Right. All right. I'm getting depressed just thinking about it, and I haven't even seen it. Let's see. Let's move on to shopping news. Black Friday's coming up. Have you guys taken a look at the latest?
I mean, digital deal. A lot of digital deals went live today on the Xbox.
And some of them seem better than.
I saw that Injustice 2, the legendary edition of Injustice 2, that's the one with everything.
Yeah.
That's only $18.
Yeah.
I think Shipwreck needs to get that now.
It's getting there.
You said under $20 on this very show. Last time I checked, 18 is less than 20. I know you're the math guy.
Less than 20, though, I still have GCU. So less than 20 actually means like $16.
I don't know. Isn't 20% off of $20, isn't that 18?
No.
No, it's 16. Damn it.
You trying to outmatch Shipwreck? What's wrong with you?
I did 10% in my brain.
Well, you should challenge Shipwreck to a basketball game.
I just wasn't thinking.
So, no, I may pick it up for 18. I saw that Mortal Kombat XL.
Mm-hmm, that's $5.
$5. Now that's a deal.
I own that digitally, but yes, that's a great deal. On my Xbox, I own that already. But yes, I think I bought that for $18 last year or 2 years ago, whenever it was.
I don't know. There's a great spreadsheet. If you look at the Black Friday thread on CAG, there's a link to a spreadsheet right up there.
I'm almost tempted to double dip on Diablo 3 because that's a game I would like to have digitally. But the one that's on sale for $20 comes with that extra character that costs $15. So it's really just buying the game for $5.
Whatever it takes for you to justify that.
To justify a lousy purchase? Oh, I understand. It's not. It's totally not worth it. So we'll see what happens there.
I bought NHL 19 today for $30 on the Xbox sale. That's better than the Black Friday deals. So I used up my 10 hours of EA Access trial on that. I think I must have left it on or something. I don't know.
Now you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good this year, NHL. There's a lot of good like arcade modes. Should we do anything else for Black Friday you want to mention?
Not yet.
Not yet. You looking to buy anything on Black Friday necessarily? Or?
I don't know. My son is going to karate camp on Black Friday, and my wife has to work, so it's just me and Sabrina. So maybe I'll take her to.
You could probably come up with something better to do than taking her to like Best Buy.
Yeah, we'll see what's left.
Getting trampled at Best Buy doesn't seem like the best.
Well, we wouldn't go at opening or when everything goes on sale. You go after the crowd and you see what's left.
You see the carnage.
Yeah, that's the fun. The fun is seeing what people have done to the store.
Look at that broken TV.
Exactly. Wow, people are animals.
Let's go. look at that old lady crying for help on the floor.
Yeah, let's go to
bleeding
let's go
out.
Let's go get smoothies. I saw there. I saw there's a no. Really, it's a gym right up the road.
All right. Should we talk about HelloFresh now?
Yes.
Oh my God! I had some really good HelloFresh meals this week.
Did you get the soup with the meatballs? The Italian orzo soup with the
yes. We I made that last night.
How good was that?
It was so good. I ate so many meatballs.
It was so good, and we made so much. They gave you so much of that one that I had it for lunch today, too. So it was dinner last night and lunch today, and it was amazing.
Well, let me tell people who don't know, HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. You can look forward to your HelloFresh delivery knowing dinner just got that much easier. They've got three plans to choose from, classic, veggie, and family. I do the classic. What do you do, Wombat? Are you on family stuff?
I do the classic.
Ooh, look at you. Fancy.
Classic for two.
All the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits so you know which ingredients go with which recipe. Spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping each week and get back to the more time to do what you love. I love not shopping at the grocery store. For like whole meals. It's really nice. It's really, really nice. Yeah, so we made that pork. What was the pork meatball soup?
Yep.
What was the other thing? I meant to bring down all
we
my
made
recipes.
The tilapia.
That was amazing.
The breaded tilapia. That was so
Tex-Mex
good.
Tilapia.
Yes, thank you. It has a name.
Always.
It was super good. And that was a 20 minute meal. So it was like super quick and it was super good. And yeah, that and the meatballs are the two I've had so far this week.
Same. Wow, dude, we're like, what's the other thing you had this week?
We got the chicken fajita tacos.
Oh, we're not HelloFresh buddies this week. Almost.
Oh, those are really good. I've had those before. I'm excited to have them again tomorrow.
Yes, I'm having those tomorrow as well.
Nice. Mm. See, I'm almost, I have something in common with both of you guys this week.
Always get the tilapia.
Yes.
That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
I actually made it for Ty's friend as well because he was our dinner guest.
Nice.
And he ate almost the whole thing. Hmm. So for a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes. Visit HelloFresh.com/CADCAST60 and enter CADCAST60. That's HelloFresh.com/CADCAST60 and enter CADCAST60. You're going to love it. Been doing it forever. It's awesome. You know what else we've been doing forever? Talking about new releases. And it's time to do it again right now.
Great.
Can't wait.
I know. I got a new release steelbook case for Fallout 76 in the mail today.
But not the game?
But not the game, no. That was the pre-order bonus for Best Buy. So
that's weird. That's just better than them just selling it to you with everybody? You know, with every purchase and not pre-orders, it seems like it's much more work for them.
I mean, I'm sure they give it out some more as well. Like
they sell it separately for $10, I think.
Just the steelbook?
Yeah, you can buy them.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure.
Weird.
I don't know. It came in the mail today, but the game got delayed a day, so the steelbook is an empty case that I could take the game out of the case it comes in and stick it in the
steel
case.
Well, you're doing a show
case.
Tonight anyway, so it kind of works out to your favor.
Certainly.
Yeah.
So I know you've been playing some of this, right, Wombat?
Yes, I started playing. I played about 2.5 hours yesterday. I played about another hour, maybe even an hour and a half today.
They just sent you this unasked?
Pretty much. I started chatting with their new community manager.
Unasked. pretty much unasked.
Pretty much. It came up in conversation.
Uh-huh. So why did you start chatting with this person?
Actually, if you must know, he sent a tweet out saying that if you're a content creator, hit me up because he's fairly new and he wanted to know who was out there.
Okay.
So
pretty much unasked.
Introduced myself to him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just happened to be like right around when this game
Oh my goodness. I'm sorry.
Out.
I'm sorry that I do this no for the show. No. I don't know. I'll stop talking to community managers.
I just think it's funny
that work for publishers to talk so we could talk about this game today on the week that it comes out. If you'd rather me stop doing that and make our show completely irrelevant, I'm happy to do that.
Should we talk about HelloFresh some more?
pretty much.
Seriously. Let's talk about the tilapia a little bit more. You sons of bitches.
It's not, I have no problem with you like saying how it came to be. The pretty much unasked.
Right.
That's yes. A good quote.
It's okay. It's just, it's perception. Everything's perception.
Of course. Oh, I'm not going to mince words about the game. If I don't know what.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about the perception of how you perceived this came to be.
Right.
Whereas how it actually came to be.
Yes. Anyway, it's irrelevant. Let's see. I want to hear about the game because Wombat's the biggest Fallout fan.
Yes, that is true.
He's not the biggest multiplayer online fan.
I am not. I am a big fan of the Fallout series, as in the more recent open world RPG versions. Fallout 76 is a game. There's a good Fallout game in there, but it is not the game they put out. It's not the game you'll be able to play tomorrow.
Did you make your base?
We'll get to that. It actually starts off pretty much like Fallout.
I played a little too, so I.
You're in the vault. It's like, you get a message. It's mysterious. You got to go find where the message came from, and you leave the vault. And I actually like all that stuff. I actually don't care how samey it is in every game. I want that. It lets me know that I'm playing a Fallout game. And it looks like a Fallout game. But there are certain things about it that are very un-Fallout-like. And I don't know if, I don't know if I like it. I feel like it may kind of hurt it. I don't like that I have to keep monitoring, my thirst and hunger. And it's not just like every now and again, it's like every 2 minutes. It's like, you're thirsty. You lost a lot of AP cause you're thirsty. Hmm. And I only have like 5 bottles of water.
Shouldn't have had all those pretzels probably.
Exactly. Pretzels. it's frustrating cause I know this is the game they made, but it's not the Fallout I want. And that, I think, is the problem with Fallout 76. There's the Fallout 76 they made, and there's the Fallout 76 that I want. So maybe you do like a game where you're constantly have to monitor your thirst and your hunger, and there's no option to not have to do that. Then maybe this is the game for you. Maybe you want a more survival game.
Have you shot anybody yet?
Huh?
Have you shot anybody yet?
Not any people, like actual people?
Yeah.
No. I haven't done any PvP yet.
Okay.
I'm curious. I do see a lot of people in the game. You see a decent amount of people. Which I don't, again, it's
Are they jumping?
A lot of people jump. Yeah, it's exactly what you think it looks like. With people just jumping past you in their jumpsuits. And
I get it.
And you all walk out of the same vault, which is also kind of weird. Like, right. There's that whole conceit of the previous 3 Fallout games where you're the last survivor of your vault. That whole lone wanderer feel.
Right.
And in this game, you kind of... Huh?
Everybody's the last survivor now.
Yeah. Yeah. Now everyone's the last survivor of the same vault. So I guess everyone lives in your vault. It's like this
good vault.
One. Yeah. Good vault. Well-made vault.
Yes.
There's the survival instincts. I set up my base, my little camp robot thing, and I said, maybe I will build a little hut right here. Uh-huh. What I didn't realize is that it wasn't a particularly good location because wild dogs started attacking me while I was in the build menu.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Yeah. I'm like, it's like there's got to be that balance there. If I'm going to be, because in the previous Fallout game and Fallout 4, you enter the build menu, the whole world stops because it's not a constantly online game. And you could take time and build a house. So what do you want me to do in this game? Do you want me to take time and build a house? Or do you want me to just not build anything because I don't want to be eaten by dogs? Hmm. You can't save anywhere anymore. Well, even then, what? Okay, I'm going to build the house. You kill the dogs.
Right.
Yeah, I'll kill the dogs.
That doesn't sound like it's. I mean, that's sort of meh.
What'd you get this for?
Huh?
What system are you on?
Yeah.
Oh, Xbox One.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that.
I can help.
Yeah. There's that issue. That just the no pausing in general, and I know why, because it's an always online game. But again, it's sort of something about Fallout games in general where they have been very much a solo experience. The ability to save anywhere, you know, I kind of like. Items are much more limited supply, like for whatever reason, finding ammo and food.
It's because there's so many people walking around. Before well, no, you were the lone wanderer.
I think everyone can get it. Like, it's not just one thing.
Right.
So, I mean, doing missions tends to give you a decent amount of stuff. Like, you do a mission, and then it's like, oh, now you get your reward is a bunch of ammo.
Are you going to play this anymore? Like, is there going to be a report next week, or are you just going to not play
it? No, I'll keep playing it. I want to keep playing it, because I want to see if it clicks. Okay. You don't get gear. You can't just take the clothes off of a body on the ground anymore in this game. Right. You can't. There's a lot of knickknacks you could pick up, but you can't take someone's shirt and pants and hat.
Can I become over-encumbered?
Yes, you can easily become over-encumbered.
Perfect.
The reason why you can't take the clothes off of people is because now clothes are something you have to buy outside of the game for real money.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you want that cool outfit that you saw that corpse wearing, you can buy it in the store.
Do they have
you
super
can
wheels
earn
pants?
Credits through gameplay, but... They want you to buy it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I look forward to hearing updates to see if you stick with it.
Yeah, and I will. I'll definitely stick
NFL
with it. I just
uniforms.
I do think it would be a better game if it was offline. Because it is just a Fallout game. Like, they could have made this just a Fallout game. They could have called
well,
it Fallout
76. Well, they're not done
76.
With it yet, so maybe they will.
Maybe. Right. I was going to say, there's...
You read the letter.
I wouldn't be surprised if by March... There's an offline mode to this game where you could turn off the hunger and thirst and just play offline and save wherever you want and pause the game when you go into your Pip-Boy so you could switch weapons without getting killed.
As long as they can sell you all those doodads.
I'm fine. You want to sell me outfits, then give me the game I want.
Yeah,
I do sense. Like the new leveling up system. Which is different. I like the card. I actually like the card packs. I think there's just something about it where you're sort of limited to what your options are, mm-hmm. and that there's the excitement of opening something.
Oh, we get card packs in this as well?
Yes, you get card packs.
This game has everything.
Yep, it's got card packs. The card packs you can't buy. You only get those when you level up.
Okay, but there's at least, it sounds to me like it at least has... three levels of currency, which is what I'm looking for in games.
And it does.
Good.
It has, and you know, and things are hard to find, and there's not as much of it as there used to be. And when you die, you don't lose your weapons, and you don't lose your money, and you don't lose your gear, but you will lose whatever materials you had on you to build stuff. But you can pick up that stuff. It's in a sack in the middle of the game. Well, it's just in a sack wherever you died. So, I think someone had an idea and they went all in on it, and I give them credit for trying. I just don't know if it was the right. Maybe if it was called something else, but then that's just stated decay, isn't that? Basically?
Well, there's no. It's not a first person.
This is the first person Fallout.
Well. It is mostly when you're gonna be shooting people.
Yeah, first person or third person. You do that with one button push.
Oh. All right, what else we got this week, Shep?
I've been playing some of Tetris Effect.
Mm. That's me too.
Great. That's a good game.
Did they send you that one, Shipwreck? Or did you?
No. Pretty much unasked. I went to BestBuy.com and ordered it.
I know we had some to give away. That's why I was curious.
Right.
Thorbond got some to give away.
Yes.
I bought mine from the PlayStation Store.
So is it just Tetris?
Well, it's Tetris with music. Well, it's Tetris But with like the music component from Luminous and Rez sort of mixed in. So like when you're rotating the pieces and dropping the pieces, there's real audio cues that blend in with the song perfectly. So
there's space, it's very dolphins. Dynamic.
There's like sea animals swimming around and stuff.
But the game you're playing,
it's still Tetris.
Okay.
100% Tetris.
Well, it's got all of the modern additions to Tetris, and then it has that focus mode that it
What
adds.
Are all the modern additions of Tetris?
The ability to bank a part and swap those out.
See, I haven't figured out that yet.
How do you hit
what button
L,
do you do?
L1.
L1, all right. I haven't gotten over
and
to the left side.
Each time there's a piece, you can swap it out for what you just swapped into that. So
interesting. It's going to help my game.
Yes, your game. I saw your game at E3, and I saw your score so far in Tetris Effect, and maybe you start banking some puzzle pieces.
I didn't know. Hey, I got a Tetris. Two Tetrises. I don't want to brag, but I got them in the same game even.
I don't know. Let me know when Columns Effects comes out.
But it's got like a journey mode, and it has a whole bunch of different modes and things to do. So
I like it. As somebody who is not good at Tetris and doesn't really give a shit about Tetris, I do, as you know, like electronic music and cool visuals, and this game has that.
Now, what if you're like me and you like Tetris, but you don't like electronic music?
It's probably not for you, and it also doesn't have any multiplayer, so not even like local split screen or anything like that, which
I
was
surprised.
Well,
I don't like people, so that doesn't bother me.
I would have liked to play against Mrs. Chibi. I mean, she's probably much better than me, and she would probably really enjoy the ability to beat me in a video game, but it's not there. I didn't see why it would be so hard to just make a split screen, but what do I know?
I'm sure that was in the discussions, and this was the budget they had, and this is what they
But
created.
It's just a split screen. I mean, it's Tetris.
You should ask them. Send them a note.
Mrs. GP asked me to buy it, and she asks to play it. She's like, she asked me if I mind watching her play Tetris. And I actually don't, because it's the music is so good and the visuals are good. We tried the VR, or mm-hmm. Mrs. GP tried the VR, and it's just she didn't really feel like it added much, and it turns off the surround sound as soon as you plug in that fucking VR headset. The surround sound just is gone from whatever you're playing. And so if someone's sitting on the couch,
there's no headphones.
There is, but I don't want to sit on the couch and now I can't even fucking hear it.
But you're not the one playing.
I could hear it, but they wouldn't. But at least I want to hear it in surround sound. It's fucking, it's a music game.
You can still see it, but you can see it still.
I can see it in low resolution.
I'm so confused by what your problem is here.
It's just a limitation of the PSVR hardware. That's all.
I guess.
But
you're not playing it.
Well, I'm watching. We're trying to do it together, like somehow, because there's no two-player mode. So I'm trying to watch her play, and I want to hear the music as good as it can be. Is that crazy?
I guess. I don't know.
I haven't gotten the whatever 18 lines in the focus mode yet. That's what my goal is now.
What happens when you do that?
I don't know. You get a trophy.
Oh.
It's like the best you can do. You know how to do the focus mode, right?
Focus mode. Yes. That's okay. R1. No.
It's the L2. It might be R2 as well.
It's, you know what? I've never filled up that meter, so it doesn't matter.
Oh my gosh.
Trick question, right? I'm getting much better. I'm getting much better now. I'm learning the strategy because I've watched Mrs. Chibi play. So now I'm learning like how the pieces fit together.
A decent strategy is to just either on the left or right side, mm-hmm. just leave one column empty.
I know. I figured that out the last time I played, actually. That's how I was getting my Tetrises.
Yes. So just do that. Build up everything else to mm-hmm. almost to the top.
Yeah.
Bank a four blocker in there, the just skinny piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you see one of those come up, or if you're getting in trouble, bring that skinny piece out and then just drop everything back down.
Nice.
It's it's not a complicated strategy to be okay at yep. Tetris.
I'm going to work on it. That and my running in real life.
Okay, good.
I'm going to get those two things.
I expect to see you play Tetris at E3 better than this past year.
It wasn't fair that I had to go against like one of the best, not against, but after one of the best players in the world went also.
I don't know that that affected your game that much.
It made me nervous. I needed to be sedated. I needed somebody to play for me. That's how bad it was. All right. What else we got this week?
We have Hitman 2.
I don't understand really what this is. Didn't that come out already?
No. Hitman, the reboot of Hitman came out.
Yeah. We played this at E3.
Hitman 2 is the sequel to that game, which is really good. If you haven't played the last Hitman, it's really good. And if you buy Hitman 2, it has all the levels from the first game and the new ones. So
what's the game that came out? Oh, okay. Never mind.
The one that came out was the episodic game.
Got it. And that was just called Hitman.
This is the sequel to that game.
They skipped Hitman 1 and then it went straight to Hitman 2.
Yeah, and this one is more episodes. And if you buy Hitman 2, you can get all the first season episodes as well.
So this is the one we played at E3 where it was at a race car event.
Yes.
And you could dress up as a flamingo mascot.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I know that people really like it, but...
You weren't into it? I thought you liked it at E3.
I liked it the first one when you go to the Italian villa and I killed the guy by dropping something in his chimney and then his fireplace killed him.
It's all trial and error, though, I feel, with that. It's, I don't know.
Yes, it is. No, not at E3 it wasn't, because you had somebody steering you where to go.
Right. That's why, I mean, when they have a guy sitting next to you telling you what to do, it's...
Maybe that's something they should add into this game, like the Hitman assistant. Like you could pretend you're wearing an earpiece and it's someone whispering in your ear.
Yeah, that would be good, actually.
I'm serious.
That would be pretty good. Like, hey... Go look at that traffic cone over there. Looks
like Melissa McCarthy in the movie Spy.
Right.
Yeah.
And you could wear a headset and he whispers in the headset.
Exactly. That would actually be pretty cool. You could just hit man assistant. That could be turned on and off if you don't want to be a loser like us.
Right.
Yeah. Options, people. It's all about options.
I'm only like level 20 in Assassin's Creed. I don't know how I'm going to have time for Hitman 2.
Do you mean Hitman 2 or Hitman also?
Both. Yes, and yes, Shipwreck, it probably will. All right, what else we got in new releases?
We have Spyro Reignited Trilogy.
Okay.
Spyro's back.
Great.
Back again.
Mm-hmm. I was never really down with Spyro, I gotta say.
Really?
I mean, I played it, but it didn't really do anything.
My wife really likes Spyro.
Didn't light my world on fire.
I'm not getting it for her, but she likes that.
Right.
They were good games in the
day. Sure. Nothing against them.
Yeah. I guess the Golf Club 2019 featuring PGA Tour is coming out physical now.
That's also on the Switch.
Is it?
Yeah. Or wait, maybe I'm not. Maybe I was scrolling too far. No, I was scrolling too far. It's on the Xbox One.
Yeah, yeah. So I've played some of that. That's a good golf game. And let's see what else is on here.
Should we discuss Switch games?
We can.
I think it's time to play Switch game or not. At Darwin Loves Devo writes in and says, "Please make the Switch game or not challenging again." Got a big laugh when Wombat and Shipwreck couldn't find the fake one. So I tried to make it. This week's Switch releases are so ridiculous that I don't know that you'll be able to find mine, because there's just so many ridiculous ones.
The problem is now I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, I doubt this one has to be real because the name is so awful. Like Jack's Master's Knuckle Bones.
Okay.
Is that a real game?
Is that a real game?
That's a fake one.
That's a fake one. Okay.
Okay, there's four fake ones.
Okay,
four
and we already got one. I was like,
you got one out of the way.
What about Operation Pig?
No.
That's a real game.
That's a real game, yeah.
Real game.
Real game.
Palm Reading Premium?
Do you know, I was thinking about putting one on there like that, and it's like, oh, lo and behold, there is one already.
No need to
make it up.
Real game.
Okay. The Walking Vegetables Radical Edition?
That is a real game.
The Bug Butcher?
That is also a real game.
Okay. Three card Monte Magic?
That's a fake game.
Okay. three card Monte.
Yeah.
Three card Monte Magic. Come on. It's $5.99. You wouldn't buy that? All right. So you got two. It's pretty good. You're doing good.
Doing well. You're doing very well here.
I don't even remember.
Crash Lands? A lot?
Oops. Hold on. One at a time. One at a time. Gentlemen.
You're a go, Wombat. Your turn.
I said Crash Lands.
That's a real game.
That's a real game. That's the game that doesn't it have the same font as Borderlands?
Oh, okay. I'll take your word for it. And Shipwreck said Collide a lot.
Wait, I have no, that's a real game. Now I have to remember what my other you got two already, right?
Yes.
Okay, I got the other that one.
Yeah, you can't forget which ones you made.
Well, I can actually. okay, hold on. I got that. Keep going. I'm looking. Okay, I got them. We're good.
Pleasure Goal, 5-on-5 mini soccer.
Pleasure Goal. No, that is a real game apparently. Sounds,
all right.
Palm Reading Premium.
Pornographic.
No, we already said
we did that
one.
Already.
Oh, we did say palm reading. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
That is real.
Super Slash Guys.
that's a fake game.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, you got one left. Come on.
Come on.
Oh, no, we are. Nope. That I know is a real game. Wait. Timber Tennis?
Rage in Peace?
Rage in Peace? No, that's a real game.
It's a real game. Okay.
Timber Tennis.
Timber Tennis versus, that is a real game.
Townsman?
That's a real game.
Wow.
I told you. When I just saw the list before I even thought of anything, I just was laughing. Like
Chalk
no
Dash Carnival?
That's a real game.
For $7.09.
$7.09.
It's that price. What about Elemental Knights R for $22.75?
What about it? It's a real game.
I know it's a real game. I meant the price.
The price, yeah. It's some weird discount.
That's
percentage.
Weird.
Picture Painting Puzzle 1000?
Ah, that's a real game.
Did we say Astbreed?
Would you call me? No, it's a real game.
Roar Jurassic Edition.
No, it's a real game. I laughed when I saw that. I was like, come on, that can't be real. I thought somebody got to the list before me. They're trying to fuck me up. One left, guys. It's always the last one that's hard.
I know.
The hardest.
Right.
Forest Friends Treetop Terror.
There you go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, good name, right?
That sounded real.
Sounded real.
You know what it is? It's the terror.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I thought it might throw you off. You know, I wasn't sure which way I could go. But look, hey, I did pretty good.
It you took did. You that was the last time. One we got.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There was actually a release on there that we should have at least talked about a little bit was SNK 40th Anniversary Collection.
Yeah, I checked out to see what somebody wrote in about that. And I checked out the games on the list. And really, only the Ikari Warriors. There's two Ikari Warrior games on that. That's the only thing that I was reading. Are there three on there?
Yeah. 1, 2, and 3.
I didn't see the third one on the list, though.
Weird. The list probably I'm looking list. At has it.
Oh.
So.
Let me look at it.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Yeah. Comes right. with 14 games at launch, and then they're adding an additional, 11 games at no additional cost.
That's weird. Okay.
I guess they had a little bit more work to do on Bermuda Triangle.
See, I'm not really familiar with.
Yeah, I was gonna say these are games I'm not that. It's I don't know.
Ikari Warriors, and that's pretty much it for me. Like,
I'd rather have Neo Geo stuff.
Well, this is all
pre Neo Geo. This is all pre OGO.
Yeah, so a lot of these were stuff that I played that I had. The NES versions of. But I definitely played Bermuda Triangle and Time Soldiers and Crystallis, Alpha Mission. These are all things that I remember playing.
I remember playing Athena on the console, on the NES, mm-hmm. and thinking it was terrible.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but now you can try it again.
Yeah, exactly. I did not like that game, but my friend had it, so we played it at his house because that's what you did.
Sorry, you cut out there. I didn't hear anything.
Oh,
I didn't hear it either until Wombat just started laughing again. Right. I was like, oh, he's enjoying himself.
Yeah, right. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Perfect. All right, should we do multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught? There was a big Overwatch update because they added a new character. Right, Wombat? You remember the new character?
Yeah, it's the pink cowboy lady.
I don't think she's pink.
Oh, I saw people complaining that there were pink outfits now.
Oh.
Because people
complained
that
she was white. Okay. Not pink. I don't have an opinion. I haven't played it.
Exciting. Thank you for that update.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We didn't leave a lot of time for Red Dead talk. Have you been playing more Red Dead?
I haven't played since we did our last show. I had a busy week. I just didn't have time. There's a lot going on in my life. That's not,
hey, you don't have to make excuses. A simple yes or no is fine.
The answer is no, and I like to make excuses. Don't ruin my joy.
I'm still playing the game. I have over $3,000 now of in-game currency. How much do you have, Wombat?
In what, Red Dead?
Yeah.
How much? I have no idea.
Like $100, $300, $1,000?
No, I might have like $400.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a lot of money now.
It seems dangerous to be carrying that around.
It is.
You could lose large sums of money in Red Dead so fast if you get that one bounty by accident. That's like $250, and then all your money's gone.
Well, not if you have $3,500 like I do.
That's true.
It is annoying. That's the one thing I really don't like is how easy it is to like fuck up and then have the law.
And then you're screwed. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, come on.
Need to give me a mulligan. There need to be a mulligan button.
Yeah, there needs to be like a "it was an accident, officer" button, which they're supposed. Which I mean, you can surrender and go to jail, but you still get the bounty sometimes. I don't know.
Who wants to fuck with that and waste all that time? Just have a rewind button like Forza.
They just
or the SNK collection.
I bumped into a guy parking my horse. I did not commit a crime.
Right.
Your game is janky.
Right. Like, even if I do that today in real life, it's not a crime.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you bumped into someone while parking your horse, I don't think that's a crime.
Right.
Now, if you hit a man with your car while trying to park, then that's a crime.
But you can say, if the guy's not hurt, there's not a bounty after me.
No, there's not.
The cops are not arresting me.
So that's everything on Red Dead?
I don't know. I got tired. I really like it. I like it for 99% of the reason I like it is just because it feels like I'm playing a Western movie. I recognize that almost all the gameplay elements are not up to the visual standard that it's set for itself in terms of just the high level that it's at. But I don't not like shooting people in the head. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I sort of like robbing the stagecoaches and stuff.
Yeah. I like that stuff too. I think it's too easy to get arrested or to get penalized for doing that. Like, it's just, if I rob a stagecoach and there's no one around and then all of a sudden it pops up, there was a witness. Like, there was not a witness. You're wanted now. I'm wanted now. I didn't even do it.
Don't forget to put your bandana on.
I do. It doesn't make a difference. They still know who you. That's another like thing. They did the bandana thing so you could hide your identity, but it doesn't actually hide
your
identity.
Doesn't work.
Yeah. Like if that was a thing, then totally. But if, I kind of wish it was more fun to rob stage coaches and just get away with it. But whatever.
Mrs. Chibi won't. I have to play this on my own time, and I do. But Mrs. Chibi just has no interest in watching it. She just is all about Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Should we talk about this NFL skins and Fortnite story real quick?
Do you want to? Sure.
It's kind of funny.
I guess.
How did they not see this coming? I guess they released Fortnite skins, and then what? People were like kneeling, doing like Colin Kaepernick mocking, I guess, with kneeling emotes and guns. I don't know. I didn't really follow the story too much. Does anybody follow the story?
No, and I also, you know, whatever. So now the NFL skins are completely gone?
But they're going to come back again.
Okay.
They're going to figure out a way so that when you're wearing the skins, like you can't kneel.
I mean, you're still going to be running around in NFL garb carrying machine guns.
Yeah, it is a weird. That seems right. Don't kneel.
That's okay. You can kill someone while wearing your jersey.
Right. Just don't kneel. Right.
Just don't kneel down. That's the problem. I just want to make sure that we were understanding what the issue is here.
Yeah. That's pretty. Yeah. You nailed it.
Got it.
Yep.
Yep.
Whatever.
They'll sort it out. Don't worry. All right. Let's do some quick CAGBAG questions and we'll wrap it up. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. At DavidWood139 writes in and says, do you have any thoughts on the Game Awards? They've got announced the nominee. Oh, that's not English. They've announced the nominees. Would be great to hear your opinions. I have not looked at the nominees. If games are art, then I don't care about game awards.
That's
how about that, Wombat?
Movies are art, and I like to like those awards.
Do you care about the awards, though? Who wins the awards?
I mean, I care in the sense that, you know, I find it interesting.
Did you watch the Oscars?
Yeah, I always watch the Oscars.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Okay.
I watched the People's Choice Awards this week.
Yeah, that I don't watch.
Everybody that agreed to be at that awards show won an award.
Funny how that happens.
Right. Yeah. Nicki Minaj performed, and then she won two awards.
For being best Nicki Minaj goes to Nicki Minaj.
Right. I mean, I think the Game Awards are fine. I don't care. I just personally, as a gamer and as a human being, it's not going to affect me any way who wins the award. I have no stake in who wins an award. It doesn't make me, like, I'm not looking for confirmation on games that I like. I don't care, like, if they are recognized in really any way, except if I talk to my friends about them and we have, like, a fun conversation about it, that's fine. But I don't know. I don't care. I mean, good for Jeff Keighley that he's puts together a show and
yeah,
that's his thing.
It's good. It's popular. It's interesting. Yeah. Pretty much all of the game of the years are single player experiences, but then a lot of the awards are for like esports. There's that's a pretty big, I don't know. I guess that's where gaming is right now. Like,
there's a lot of separate categories for esports, is what you're saying? Or the games themselves are esports games?
There's both, I think.
Mm.
Sure. There's so many categories. I'm scrolling through it. Like, God, just give every game. So, yeah, there's like best esports player, best esports team, best esports coach, best esports event, best esports host, best esports moment.
Yeah, I mean, they might as just, the idea is just to have a million categories and get people
there's
to
so
vote every
many.
Day.
There's so many. Best ongoing game.
What does that mean? Care.
That means a game that has continued. The nominees in that category are Destiny 2, Fortnite, No Man's Sky, Overwatch, and Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege.
That's weird.
Those are games that went.
I mean, I understand the concept, but boy, is that like stretching
games as
it.
Service. Best games as service.
Yeah, I guess. I understand that what they're going for there.
Like, do you care? Like, who could possibly care? Besides people obviously in the business and involved in making the said games, who could possibly care who wins in that category as a gamer? Like, oh, yes, finally. Like, now I really enjoy all that time that I put into Destiny because it got an award that people on the internet voted for.
Well, I think the issue with that game, with the award show still is, even if the game you want wins, do you really want to listen to anyone who won that award give a speech?
Oh, I don't. They can't have speeches. This thing would go on for days. There's so many categories.
Well, I think that some of these are going to be off. Well, actually, no. Isn't the show like 8 hours long now?
It must be.
It's, you know, they just want.
Like, I don't need it. I'm sh- look, I'm the producers of these games are probably lovely people, and mm-hmm. this is nothing to do with them as human beings or their personalities. Who knows? I'm sure if we sat down, we'd probably be good friends. I don't want to hear you give a speech. I don't need to hear you thank anybody.
What if they thank you, though?
Then yes, they should all give speeches.
I heard Wombat. I got inspired to make this game. I heard Wombat on the CatCast. He was talking about how every game should have fast travel, and that's why I made Fast Travel the game.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have to be careful when I say negative things, because then I don't want to get another email.
Right. Stop saying negative things, Wombat.
I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. To the person who knows what I'm talking about, I'm only kidding. You're wonderful.
You'll pretty much unask that person something later. Yes. So
okay, let's some more questions here.
So many. What's your favorite best debut indie game?
Red Dead Redemption?
Dead Cells.
Dead
Cells isn't on there?
Oh, debut.
It's the debut indie game.
What does that mean? Oh, so it's like it has to be
somebody's
first game.
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know.
It's Yoku's Island Express.
Okay, good.
That's what your favorite one is.
Good choice. Excellent choice.
Mm-hmm.
At Rogue Aromain writes in and asks, how is Shipwreck's 1-Up machine holding up? Every week, there's multiple questions about your arcade.
Sure.
Something in
your arcade. It's only been another week. It's only been played a few more times since the last episode.
Still holding together.
It still holds together. I see the other part of this question is, what do I think of the Defender controls? I have not messed around with Defender much. We've played a lot of Rampage because
so much Rampage.
Yeah, because that's the game that Emmeline likes. I don't think she's really going to be into Defender at this time.
No.
And I don't know. I'll play it and see. Like I played a lot of Defender on the 2600, so I'm gonna guess the controls are.
Better.
Or better than that.
Yes. Another Shipwreck question from @JFirestone. Did Shipwreck ever talk about NBA 2K?
Briefly when it released, when I talked about how you're a dick.
Right. And Micah Rapaport's in it.
Yeah. So truthfully, I haven't had time to play a whole lot more of it. It hit the same time as Spider-Man, and I played a lot of Spider-Man.
I think this question is from the PR guy who sent you the game.
Did I get sent that? Maybe you did.
I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like you did. Didn't you both get sent that?
Yeah.
Or was that another one?
Nope. That's
the That was the that was the game that we both got sent.
Yeah.
And
I was like, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it because I don't care.
I do enjoy it. It just three games hit at the same time right then, right? It was Tomb Raider, Spider-Man, and NBA 2K, and Spider-Man dominated that month that I had to play that.
Yep.
So.
Yep, same. That's also my excuse, PR guy. Ditto.
I'll talk more about NBA 2K because it will be in the NPDs every month for the next year, so there'll be plenty of opportunities.
All right. Well, I think that's it. Let's thank everybody for listening. Let's remind them to follow us on Twitter @GPD, @NewWombat, @Shipwreck. Of course, follow @VideoGameDeals. Black Friday's coming up. We're giving away what are we giving away? A Pikachu Switch.
Nice.
You know what I'm talking about? Pikachu Switch? Yeah, Switch 2 is coming up. It just got shipped, I believe. Follow @VideoGameDeals. Of course, go to HelloFresh.com/CadCast60 and enter CadCast60 to get $60 off your first 3 boxes. And that's it. We'll see you next week.
Bread's done.
Carnival Games.
Well, if you're telling me that I could pay a minimum, I will only pay $50 for Carnival Games.
It's 40.
Then forget it. I will only pay 50.
Oh. Carnival Games is back.
Nice.
Yes. Everybody's favorite series of games for the Wii.
So, in other words, what you're saying is that you're a liar when you said there were no major releases coming out this week.
Right. I mean, if you wanted to be in the business of making those carnival games, I'm sure that was pretty lucrative. And there's a new Taiko game out. New drum game. Right?
Yeah, they sent me a code for this.
Oh, did they? Did they send you a drum to go along with it?
No, I guess you use the controller.
Oh,
I don't know.
There's drum controllers as well.
I didn't even realize. Well, Ty had a friend over today, and they played it, and they seemed to enjoy it. But I haven't actually even looked at it, because I didn't want to bother Ty and his friend while they were having a good time together. But they seem to have a good time with Taiko no Tatsujin drum session.